Oasis Audio presents Speaking of Jesus by Carl Medeiros, read for you by Jim Sanders. Introduction. Imagine yourself on a soccer team. You're the goalie. You're a major part of Team Christian. Your opponent is known as the Rest of the World All-Star Team, pulled together from the top teams around the planet. Its captain is the leading scorer on the formidable Team Muslim. The others are mostly from Team Hindu and Team Secular Humanist, with a single member, the striker, from Team Atheist. Team Christian scores first with an amazing header by one of the stars from the Evangelical squad, originally out of the Dallas, Texas area. But in the 12th minute, one of the Muslims from the Rest of the World All-Star Team scores. The game goes into halftime tied at 1-1. You see the coach is obviously nervous. "This is it," he yells. "It's the final half. Of course, we know that in the end, the greatest soccer player of all time will come back and win it for us. But in the meantime, we can't let up. We can't let him down." Some of the players chime in that really all that's needed is to be faithful. "We just can't give up," some say. "If we don't give up, it'll all work out in the end." Others insist that this isn't the whole story. "We've been given the responsibility to win this game. We need a clear strategy. Faithfulness is good, but it doesn't guarantee a win. And we must win." But one of the young new players stands up and, in a moment of passion, blurts out, "Let's kill 'em. I mean, not literally, but we need to take it to 'em. No holding back. Just run 'em over. Whatever it takes. Win." Then you, one of the oldest members of the team, originally from one of the old-school denominational squads, stand and calmly state, "Listen, this isn't easy, I know, but we don't just need better strategy, more faithfulness, or simply trying hard. We need to befriend them, be nice to them, maybe share some hugs or handshakes, be caring, then they'll trust us, and we can score more easily." The players murmur with assent, "That is wisdom. We can't just beat them over the head with the soccer ball. We have to be nice. Then they will see. And if our teams can just get along long enough, we'll win them." The second half starts. Team Christian employs a mix of all three things: not giving up, trying harder, and being nicer. Whatever it is, Team Christian scores the next goal only 2 minutes into the second half. Then something unthinkable happens. You see a man walking straight across the field. He's not part of the game. He's in sandals. The ref blows his whistle and starts to run at the man to get him off the pitch. Just before he reaches the other side, the man stops and looks right at you. You, the one keeping goal. He sees you. Even though he's a good 50 yards away, somehow you can see his eyes. They seem like they are on fire, passion, or power, or is it compassion? But there's something about his eyes. Strange. You've never seen him before. He doesn't look like he's from around these parts. Then he calls your name. Not loudly, but clearly. "Come, follow me." What, do you think to yourself? Who does he think he is? Is he blind? Can he not see that I'm keeping the goal in the most important game of all time? We're up 2-1 with about 15 minutes left. But he simply turns and walks on. Obviously going somewhere. Where? Who is this guy, and what does he think he's doing interrupting this game of a lifetime? But his eyes pierced right through you. You never felt that before. You can't describe it, but you have to at least know who he is and where he's going. To the shock of your teammates, you run off like a crazy man after this stranger, leaving the goal wide open. The last thing you see behind you is Ahmed the Muslim scoring. It vaguely crosses your mind that the score is now 2-2. Ahmed is gloating and your teammates are glaring. But you don't care. You've lost it, gone off the rails, fallen off your rocker, and you don't even know why or what for. You catch up with the man who is now off the field and walking into the parking lot. He has attracted a small crowd by now, probably due to his strange attire and bizarre actions. You're out of breath, but manage to blurt, "Who are you, and what do you want?" "Come and see. Follow me."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?